All right, guys. The next group coming up, we got a couple speakers from the group Michinoku Driver. And their show was a few hours ago, too, so hopefully you also caught that. Apparently, we do kind of similar things. Their show is sketches interspersed with monologues. That's what our show is. It's like, hey, guys, let's just be friends. Let's nerd out together. So, Brian Work and John Ugolini from Michinoku Driver, everybody. Are you friends?
Real quick, I just want to say how proud I am of Katie. When I first met her 5 years ago, she was just a young little nerdling. And now she's wearing a Star Wars dress. And she's putting together this whole fest, so give a big hand for her again. So we are Michinoku Driver. And hi. We're going to talk to you guys about some of the video games that kept us up late very long when we were kids.
Or made us depressed.
Yes. But these are going to be tweets from the villains of those games in their last breaths. So one of the games that I loved was Final Fantasy VII.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was one of the first RPGs I played after like Super Mario RPG and Suikoden. And before I ever played the game, I picked up the strategy guide like a week before it came out. And I read through the whole strategy guide before I even played the game. Not because I was trying to figure out how to play the game, but because the one I had told the whole story. And so I was reading the whole story of the game as it went. Sephiroth right here, at Sephiroth, says, in hindsight, flying would have been much easier with a second wing.
This one is from a game that was very important to me when I was younger, and I never realized until maybe like a decade later how racist it was. This is from Super Punch-Out. This is at KingHippo82. He says, FML, I knew I shouldn't have applied this telltale bandage to my stomach.
Does anybody remember X-Band? Anybody? Okay. It was like Xbox Live, but for Super Nintendo, so on a dial-up. And it was back in like, you know, mid-90s, so it was not good. But I used to play Super Mario Kart on there all the time. I wasted more time on that game as a young teenager than any other game. And this is one right here from at Mushroom Kingdom DOT. It says, I sure hope nobody tries to drive on Rainbow Road until we can get the railings installed. That thing's a death trap.
It's a personal story of shame. When I was young, it was my mom's birthday. We were on vacation at Disney World. And my dad gave me $20 to buy my mom a gift. And I went with my sisters down to the general store in the resort to go get a gift. But I took a detour down to the arcade, and I spent all of it playing Super Street Fighter II. And I remember being intoxicated by the game. I figured out how to do Sonic Boom, how to do Flash Kick, and then the next thing I knew, I had spent $18. So this one is from at M. Bison. It says, see you soon, at Raul Julia.
I've got one here, too, from Street Fighter 2. It's from at So Fabulous Vega, and it says, my only regret is never telling my closest friends I've secretly been gay this whole time. Hashtag too masculine for my own good.
The rest of mine will be about GoldenEye. This is the first game I played pretty much every single day for a calendar year with my younger brothers. This is not about the known characters in GoldenEye. This is about the unsung hero. This is GoldenEye Guard 37. He says he's checked in at the facility. He says at the facility bathroom. He says, "Knew I shouldn't have chosen the stall with the mysteriously displaced air duct cover."
I used to play a lot of puzzle games. I think my favorites were, Puzzle Fighter. Anybody play that? Yeah, about Tetris, obviously. Here's one from at Zigzag Block, and it says, I'm sorry, did you need that straight line? Hashtag no Tetris for you.
This is from GoldenEyeGuard37 again. He says, sometimes I wonder if anyone would notice if I died.
I think there's any game that I've enjoyed playing as much as StarCraft for a game that I sucked at. I was never any good at it. We played, it was always a group of our friends, and there were tiers. We had two people who were awesome, two who were really good, two who were decent, and then two who were complete shit. I was actually one of the somewhat decent ones, so I was, third out of four. But this is from at Blade Queen Kerrigan. And it says, so much for overrunning the world. What other job options are there for a hot chick with tentacles?
At GoldenEyeGuard37 says, I now realize that my inability to strafe has led to my demise.
Any Metal Gear Solid fans? Good. Okay, that makes this one better then. Yeah, I always loved that game because the plot made no sense whatsoever. Like, I always loved those games where they're fun, but you didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. So, like, Metal Gear Solid, Xenogears, Final Fantasy Tactics. This one is from at Psychomantis47, and it says, should have seen that one coming.
Because he can read your memory card.
Exactly, because he tried to plug in the player 2 to beat him. It was a terrible gimmick.
Up.
Yeah.
At GoldenEyeGuard37 says, killed by a clob? I'm pretty sure that's not a real gun.
And this last one here that I've got, it's from GLaDOS from Portal. And it just says, I'm not sure what this means, it just says, but the pie was real.
I have one more from GoldenEyeGuard37. It says, at bunker, help. Proximity mine explosion, exclamation mark. Lower half of my body, suspended in air, moving independently from rest of body. Hashtag rare problems.
Thank you.
John from Michinoku Driver. Guys, where can these people see you next? Unless they could time travel back to 2 hours ago.
If you do not have a DeLorean, we are performing next Tuesday at One Group Mind at Links Hall. What was that? 9:30, I think?
Yeah.
We'll say that, yeah. And then we're probably be doing a run of our sketch show at some place, most likely in May.
Cool.
Come on. Congratulations.